or the Edom never reported, then you're stuck according to the Ramban. Doesn't make sense.
Or the Daris Chayim, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you learn the Ramban like that, then you have a problem. Correct.
Okay. Anyway, well, we were working yesterday on a different problem. We're working on, I think it's an easier, not necessarily an easier problem, but it could be an easier problem. We are working more Mineu Bay. In other words, the problem, there are two different problems on the Ramban. There's one problem, like from outside the Kiyas, that according to the Ramban Svara, the fact that Union protests, the Teres Chaim Svara, but the fact that Union protests is a raya, and that raya really comes right away, seemingly. Teres Chaim said that beferish, except that there's a counterproof of Achli Shtarcha. So if there are cases, we don't have the counterproof, you should get a chazaka right away. So for example, if it's unclear if the person was there for 3 years, so who the burden of proof is on, right? That was the one set of kashas. But we weren't working on those questions yesterday. That's what Rabbi Meltzer is quoting. Excuse me. We were working on the set of question, Mineu Bay and the Ramban, which is more Chavetz Chaim Dik, because we're working Mineu Bay. In other words, the other kashas are like the Kiyas kashas. So Kiyas kashas come up with a Kiyas answer. I don't know. But we have Mineu Bay and the Ramban. The question is, what is the machlokes between the Ramban and the Yesh Mefarshim?
Right.
So let's just review over where we're holding. This is a very, very interesting sugya too. Extremely interesting. So the Ramban's own Shita seems to say that the way it works is that the fact that you are Shasak, it creates a Reglaim Nedover. Based on Reglaim Nedover, apparently the Marikama loses. Apparently, even though, Reglaim Nedover, the Pashup shot is that Reglaim Nedover is not a Raya Bruta, but you don't, since over here you have a fight between a Muksik and a Marikama, Tfisa and a Marikama. So the Reglaim Nedover shifts the balance somehow or another and makes out the Toyface wins, which is something like the Teres Chaim says, it becomes a Reyesa in the Marikama, which is, okay, I don't know exactly what Reyesa means, but that's where the Teres Chaim says it. So the Reglaim Nedover makes it the Muksik wins, except that Tov Shalosh, we tell the Muksik, Achlish Achvish Sharcha. Therefore, if the person didn't protest after Shalosh, so there's no longer a taina on the Muksik, Achvish Sharcha. So the Muksik wins based on his Reglaim Nedover. That's the Ramban's Om Shat. Now, the Yesh Mefarshim say, also, they obviously are learning that seemingly the fact that the guy didn't protest is a Raya, because they say that by a Katan, there is no motivate, he won't protest, because the derech, the reason why he's protesting is in order to create a achvish darcha. There's a reason why he's protesting is because there's a Ramban, the Yesh Mefarshim seems to say that the what's motivating the marikama to protest is because he doesn't want the muksik to have an excuse why he lost the shtar.
Rabbi Levin, can I, in his reference, say, where's the Yesh Mefarshim? Where's the Ramban? I don't know where we're reading from.
Okay, I'm sorry. On Daf Mem Beis, I once sent it, I think on a, I sent it on the, on a sheet. But there's a Ramban on Daf Mem Beis.
Oh, I missed it. Okay.
So I will read it inside again, but I'm just trying to finish saying it outside. The Yesh Mefarshim say that by a katan, the Yesh Mefarshim say the reason what's motivating the Marikama to protest is so that it can create an Achmish Sharcha. Because listen, we're after 3 years, where's your shark? Therefore, by a katan, where there is no purpose in protesting, because anyway, there won't be an Achmish Sharcha on a katan, because a katan doesn't know to watch a star, and the katan isn't doesn't know to understand the makah, whatever. So the makah won't generate an Achmish Sharcha. The Marikama is not motivated to protest. Since the Marikama is not motivated to protest, therefore, the din is that there's no chazaka. So it sounds like that the Yesh Mefarshim's learning that the reason of the chazaka is because we have a kasha on the Marikama. Why didn't you protest? Right? That seems the pasha is what he's saying. Because he says by a katan where we don't have a kasha on him, because we know why he didn't protest, and there's no chazaka. He said, "V'kimadimochi nami." And therefore, hilkalah bar chazaku. So it sounds like that the Yesh Mefarshim is also learning that the reason for chazaka is because why didn't you protest?
But it's the side of the protest.
What?
It's from the point of view of that he should protest.
Right. In other
The Ramban held not so.
words, what?
The Ramban holds that even if a cotton's on the field, there's still a tine on the guy. You should have protested.
I
You
understand,
see
but
somebody eating your
it's
chalak.
not, I'm not discussing that. I'm just saying that the simple reading of the Ramban is that both the Ramban and the Yesh Mefarshim are saying, you know, the question that many people ask, why does the Marikama lose when he doesn't after 3 years? So the reading of the Ramban and his own shot, he said the Farish, is because keeping the high shasik reglaim the davar, there's a raya against him. In the Yesh Mefarshim, seemingly also agrees to that, because the Yesh Mefarshim say that if the Muksik has a if the Marikama has an explanation why he didn't protest, the Hainu that there's no point because it's anyway Katan not going to listen anyway, so then there is no Chazaka. So that means that the Yesh Mefarshim is also learning that the reason why the Marikama loses is because he didn't protest. So the problem that we had yesterday is it comes out. So then what's the machlekes Ramban and the Ritva, the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ritva? So the simple shot, and that's what if you I sent this sheet, I don't know, I'm sure you didn't get a chance to read it, but he's that the simple shot in the machlekes, as Rav Elia Baruch says it too, is that the machlekes is only on a side point. What's motivating the Marikama to protest? According to the Yesh Mefarshim, the Marikama is motivated to protest because he wants to create a count akasha on the Muksik, where's your star? And according to the Ramban himself, he's motivated because he's Coptic.
Because he's what?
It's Kapti, like the Gemara on the Chavtes, I'm an hour.
It's Kapti.
You know, there's like Rava first to the shyness, that it's just time because he's Kapti, not because of where's your star. Just time, human nature is to be Meichek because you're Kapti. That's what the Ramban brings a Raya from Chavtes, I'm an hour. So the simple shot, and this is what Rav Elia Baruch says too, is that everybody agrees that the Chazaka is the reason why the Marikama loses is because he should have protested. The question is, what's motivating the Marikama to protest? According to the Yesh Mefarshim, the The Marikam is motivated because he wants to create a counter kasha on the Muksik Weirs and Shtar. Therefore, by a katan where you don't succeed in counting, creating such a counter taina, the Marikam is not motivated to protest. There is no chazaka because there's no kasha on the Marikam wanted to protest. Mashay gained according to Rambad. What's motivating the Marikam to protest is because he's copting. The Mela, even by a katan, he would be motivated to protest. Right? So that's the whole machlokes between the Ramban, the Yesh Mefarshim, and this little point as far as what's motivating him to protest. And that would be the simple pshat. And if you look in the sheet that I sent, I don't know if you have it, that I sent only about an hour ago, he says, that's what he says.
It's also, Rebbe, when does that motivation happen, according to El Yom Baruch? In other words, that motivation is it an innate motivation, or is motivation meaning?
He doesn't. It sounds like he's saying it's an innate motivation.
That's what he's saying. In the Yesh Mefarshim, it's not, because the whole 3 years, it's an automatic, there's a silent protest of where you don't have your star. And there's a person, it has to hold on to for 3 years. So that he doesn't have to say, where's your star? He doesn't have to tell him, watch your star. Because everybody watches the star for 3 years, Rebbe Elie Baruch says.
After 3 years. You want to create a raya after 3 years.
Right. So you have to do that maybe the day before 3 years ends. But there's no motivation by me saying, oh, I have to go do that right now. Okay, Rebbe said yesterday that a person starts feeling it because he's worried in this. Okay. He says, no, it's automatic there. I'm saying he's the newer.
Okay, fine. I hear. Okay, and I hear. All right, anyway, so we did not like this chat yesterday. Let me just read in the beginning, there I'm back. Because I wanted to read in the Ramban inside. Let's just read the Ramban a few lines inside. Okay, Rabbi Glad, you have the Ramban?
I have the Ramban now. Let's read
the beginning inside, just the first five lines. Yesh Mefarshim, Davka Bibno Gado. The only time that you have a chazaka, if the father died, father is on the field for a year, and then the son is there finishing the chazaka. That's only if he's a Gado.
I'm sorry, where is it? And the Ramban? And page Ratio Dalit?
Ratio Dalit.
Oh, I see.
Paul de Tanya.
I see it. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
Says in the Gemara there that the father ate 1 year, and then the father died, and the son ate 2 years. The din is you have a chazaka, because between the father and the son, right, you get a grand total of 3 years.
Right.
Yesh before Hashem, davka b'bno agado. It's only with the, if the son's a gado. Ava katan d'nai bar machoi, eh? The content, you can't, there's no point to protest. The Hilkach bar chazaka, therefore there's no chazaka. Because Pashup Shad is, the whole chazaka is, why didn't you protest? Mm-hmm. And by content, it makes sense I didn't protest, because there's no point to protest. Why? Because what's the motivation why I protest? To make you watch a star. And by content, that doesn't work. Because the katan anyway won't register. He's not smart enough to watch a star. Therefore, iyunami lo mochi. So the father doesn't protest. And once the father doesn't protest, so there's no chazaka from the fact that he didn't protest. So therefore, you can't.
Why does Ramban have to say that?
What?
Why does Ramban have to say that? Just say, even if he protests, it's worth nothing.
Yeah, but why does
he
have to
say,
oh,
you wouldn't protest?
Even what? If he didn't protest, there's no chazaka. He's telling you a chedesh halacha. And let's say the katan is there for 3 years, and the marikama didn't protest, and Avo became, there's no chazaka.
No, I'm saying even if he protested, it wouldn't help.
It's the opposite. There's no chazaka even if he didn't protest. If he did protest, so it's the same. It's for sure good. The marikama wins even if he didn't protest. If he did protest, then for sure the marikama wins.
Okay.
And now that he's not supposed to protest, so he wins. Only if he's a gado. Okay, ben gado. Okay. The Ramban is being a pun here. I don't know that this reason. The time of the Chazaka, La Mishum is 30 days, but it's not only because they're watching the star, and they keep the high shows, they're going to keep the dover. This is a regular dover. Why don't you keep quiet? And that shows like really should come right away. As you talk, Shona Shamir, Maxi Gachli Star Club. Okay.
Baby, is there a possibility for star for a Chazan or not? Katan. I mean, what's the scenario that the Katan was able to get hold of this one?
The Katan yarshin the fields from his father.
He yarshin. But the father's the one who bought it.
Right. The father was there for 1 year. Father had his star. And now the father died. And the Katan is there the other 2 years. Yes. Okay, anyway. So, the simple shot is that basically everybody agrees that the reason why Chazaka is why don't you protest? They're just arguing what's motivating the person to protest. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, he's motivated to protest because he wants to create a kasha achmish charcha. He made it by Katan, he's not motivated to protest. So by Katan, there's no Chazaka. According to Ramban, he's motivated to protest because of Kapti. Therefore, even by Katan, there should be a Chazaka. The problem we asked yesterday, which is a very good question, is so that why, when the Ramban is explaining his pshat, it's Iker Chosam in a Sefer. Because he says, V'ein ani muksik betam zeh. The time of the Chazaka, la mishum isur didei b'lechut. And a kivin the high shots, like Reglein and Dover. Now, so both of those 2 points, the Yesh Mefarshim also agree. They also agree it's not La Mishum Esuri Didei B'lechud. It's because why didn't you protest? Or Raya, by a cotton where you don't have a kasha, why didn't you protest? There is no Chazaka. And a kivin the high shots, like Reglein and Dover, also the Yesh Mefarshim agree. The only point they disagree is what Shmuel said, which was correct, is that they disagree, is when do you get the Raya? According to the Ramban, you get the Raya right away. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, you get it after 3 years. Okay, but in the beginning, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say, V'ein ani muk b'tam zeh. The time of the Chazaka, la mishum etzuri didei b'nechud. And I came to that Shazak b'klein b'dover, the Yesh Mefarshim agrees with that too. So, and at the Tokshono Shamile Maxik Ashtar, here is where the first time we have a valid disagreement. But even, he doesn't even say it explicitly, just indirectly, that by Tokshono, even though there's really a Raya, but you lose because you're the counter Raya. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, you didn't need that because according to the Yesh Mefarshim, there was no Raya in the first place, Tokshono. Okay, so indirectly, Derek Remiza, he points out a difference. And the third line, but the main line where he's discussing the pshat, there's no difference between the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ramban. So the lashon of the Ramban is very, very shver. We mean the ein ani muk b'tam zeh, the time of the Chazaka la mishum esur didei, the hood, and again, I should recline it over if the Yesh Mefarshim agrees to that also.
So when he says time of the Chazaka, if instead of Chazaka, he would say the word Mecha, the time of the Mecha, Lav Mishum is the Huri Didei B'lechud, would Rebbe still have the question? Because I think that's the point that he's trying to make, that they're saying, yeah, that the whole purpose, the Chazaka is being built on the fact that the whole Mecha is coming only is the Huri B'shtari. And that Ramban disagrees on that point.
Okay, but that's not what he's saying. Because you see that from the conclusion that Chazaka doesn't mean that because Ena Kinai Shazar Glimed Dover. What that doesn't, if you're saying Chazaka, how are you gonna read that?
Ena that the Chazaka is being built, yeah, on the fact, yeah, not because the guy has to warn him to save a star, because yeah. the guy has to yell at him because that's the natural reaction of a person.
But where does he say that? Here in the high shots, like Reclined with Dover. Where does he say they left out because of Kveda? He doesn't say anything. Time of the Chazaka Lamishim is during the day. Anna. No, he doesn't say. Time of the Chazaka, Lami Shem is 30 day, the Kud. So you want to read it. I don't exactly like that reading altogether. Because Chazaka means Chazaka. The simple reading.
Can say that that's what he means. That when he says Chazaka, he means the Chazaka is being created by the fact that the Mecha has to come for this and this purpose.
Okay. And Rabbi Baruch seems to read it like that, right?
Sorry? What?
I think Rabbi Baruch seems to read it like that sentence.
Okay, maybe. That Lami Shem is Rabbi Zaychud. Okay. All right. Anna. So now time of the Chazaka means what's motivating the guy to protest? So then he didn't say the Abba, because if time of the Chazaka means what's the motivation that's causing him to want to protest? So then Kivin the High Shadow Gnadover, he's completely missed the point. You know, the sentence doesn't flow. If time of the Chazaka, the word is like I read it, the way Chazaka works. So then, you know, he's saying, you know how it works? It works through a system of Reglaim Nadaver. But if time of the Chazaka doesn't mean how Chazaka works, it's what motivates a guy to want to protest. So then, Kai shows like Reglaim Nadaver. He's not talking to the point that he's raising.
No, the machlokas is not just motivation. The machlokas, what's the mechanism to create a raya? The Yesh Mefarshim are learning it's he has to protest.
Right.
It's the mecha. And the Ramban is yelling, no, it's the shtika.
I mean shtika because you have to protest.
No.
What do you mean? I don't.
The fact that he kept quiet. The fact that he kept quiet is the motivator, is the engine.
Why? Because you have to protest. It's the same thing. It's nothing intrinsic about keeping quiet.
No, there's a very
human nature is to protest.
The nafkamin is the cotton.
Yeah, but the human nature is to protest.
No,
not because it's shasek. I don't understand. I'm sorry.
No, he's saying since you must protest, that's the engine. Mamela, if a cotton's there, don't take it. But if it's just silence,
why must you protest?
Even if a cotton's there.
Why must you protest? Why?
To stop a chazaka. To stop a chazaka.
Why? But it didn't derabbanan?
Somebody's eating up your field. Somebody's eating your field, says the Ramban. You can't do that.
Why? Why do I have to be pashaisek?
Because it's human nature to yell.
Oh, because human nature to yell.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same
as human nature cannot. A person cannot stay quiet for 3 years.
Right. So then it's exactly the same. As the Yesh Mefarshim, structurally, the human nature is to yell. The only question is, why is it human nature to yell? According to the Ramban, it's because a person can't keep quiet because you lose your temper. And according to the Yesh Mefarshim, because you're motivated to create a raya of Ach Mishorcha. So they both hold that there's human nature to yell. And if you don't yell, it creates a reglaim nedaver. So this line, even the high shots like reglaim nedaver is true according to both.
At the end, I don't know if Rebbe wanted us to, you know, meant that we should look at that. Is that he's saying that reglaim nedaver is not a, you know, like not 100%.
Okay, so I did want you to look at that. I don't know if I wanted to look at it before, but let's look at it today. Now, I actually put an arrow next to it. No. I even arrowed it. An ice yud gimel, yud base.
Oh, yes, right.
See that? So you see, I was actually mechad. So let's read them in ice yud base, a little teeny piece. The ice yud base. Behine, the iker devei rabban, yesh the doctor going. The cause of haka, b'ach makosh, yitzur mar lahakbin amishinik v'sadayo, the given the eye shows like a guy in a dover. For I think they be there, more of a rabbi, I'm going to have nothing. Change the raya bruta, the rock reglaim the dover. It's only reglaim the dover, so how does reglaim the dover help? So the truth is, I'm not so misspoiled from that stira, because if you recall, we had the exact same stira. I mean, Neyu Bey in the Torah's Chaim. One place he said, Beferesh Vaadai, and then he said, Reyesa. So, like in one sentence to the next, the Torah's Chaim, you can't give his answer. And when he, you know, the same Kasha, you know, that's one of the, you say this, that if you find the same exact Kasha in two places, you assume the same answer answers both. So he has his Kasha that in one place he says it's only Reclaim Nadavar, and another place he says it's Vadai. So he said it's Kupa the Machlaikas, right? That's what he wants to say. But you have that exact same Kasha on the Teres Chaim in one line to the next, because he says he also uses the Lashon Vadai. Right, you recall, v'hai kimi den almicha v'ral kabit v'adai makarlo, and then he said, "Reyesa," and you can't give the Rebellion Baruch's answer that it's a machlokes, and it's telling him that you can't say that in the Torah's Chaim. So I'm a little not so impressed.
I'm familiar with the Torah's Chaim exactly. When what?
Again, he wants to say the Yeshiva portion holds the Raya Brura.
What?
The Yeshiva portion holds
the Raya Brura. And
he has a stira. Yehoyah Baruch has a stira between Rambans. That in our Ramban says Reclaim the Dover. Reclaim the Dover means it's not a conclusive proof. And in a different Ramban, in Chos Ches, he says it's, he uses a lotion. It's a vadai makala. Vadai means it's conclusive. Stira. So he answers, let's keep his answer. Shemivur mizeh, the v'inyin zeh, ikas chinek bein panah beisvaris, shemachah. The chol devri ambad al-micha, in the rai brura, in the rai davar davka, in the midir al-micha, ik bin al-rashaniklis rishusha. So he's saying that there are two different rayas. The Gemara on Chav Tes is discussing the raya of why didn't you protest so I should watch my star. That's a raya brura. And the Ramban is only talking about the raya of Kibay, then that's not a raya brura.
The Ramban himself is reading the Gemara different than the Ramban himself.
The Ramban on Chav Tes is that was at one stage of the Gemara, but I don't know. I don't know. But he's saying basically that he's saying the Ramban on Chav Tes is discussing if you assume the motivation for the Kepeda is for the star. And the Ramban on that base is going that the motivation is for Veda. So I'm saying, I mean, just to because you asked me what the Torah's Chaim.
We did the Torah's Chaim. Did I miss it?
I'm going to say.
We did not do the Torah's Chaim.
No, they did the Torah's Chaim. I just said over the Rebellion Baruch.
We never did the Torah's Chaim yet, correct?
We didn't.
And share, I don't think we officially.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not doing it, share.
I'm sorry. Okay, I forgot. Okay. The Maisa, if you look in the Taras, okay, we didn't do the Taras.
I don't mind doing it now. I just Rebbe's referring back to it.
Okay, I thought we did it. The what? Here they. We went when about, I don't know how many years ago. In 1979, I don't know when the yeshiva was in Israel. I don't remember what year it was. So I went, we went.
79.
So we had a chabura with every other Friday night. Rav Plashinsky set a shir in his house Friday night. on Kedushin, not Kedushin, on Kedushin, with we have any Kedushin, I guess we have any Kedushin. So there was in the Gemara there, I don't remember, there was two Igad de Amres. And basically, I don't remember, what were the two Igad de Amres? Anyone remember? In Kedushin, the two Igad de Amres? The beginning of Kedushin? No, I don't remember. Maybe it was in the beginning of Ksuvis, of Gittin. Yesh Anas Begittin. I don't remember. There were two Igad de Amres. And basically, the Gemara in most of the Igad de Amre is identical to two Gemaras, because it's two Igad de Amres. So they were different on some slight point, but on 90% they were the same. The Rav Pleshinsky asked a beautiful kasha on the Gemara, and it gave a beautiful teretz. So we worked on the shir, and we realized that the kasha that he asked is shir on both Igad de Amres. And his answer only works in one Igad de Amre and not the other. So we thought we mamish had him. You know, we thought we had him. So we went ahead and we asked him this question. So he gave a beautiful answer. He says, what do you want? There's two kashas. You have this two kashas on two places in the Gemara. I answered one. Okay, someone else will have to answer the other one. What do you want? But I did not go for that, you know, representing the God of Dark. Because if you have the identical question in two places about it, you know, then you assume that the one answer is going to answer both. Right? There's two Igad de Amres, and they both said the same thing. And they both said the same thing, and you have the same kasha on both of them because they said the same thing. You assume that one answer answers both. So I was just saying that Rav Elia Baruch has a stira in the Ramban. Okay, we didn't do it yet, but that stira that he has in the Ramban, if you look on the Taras Chaim, you have the exact same stira Mineya Ben the Taras Chaim. And in the Taras Chaim, you cannot answer his answer. So, okay, so I'm not so misspoke from his question. But okay, anyway, what does he say? So leave it, that was a side point. But what is his basic yisayi that he wants to say, Rav Elia Baruch, you know, which would answer the reading of the Ramban? Is he says, our kasha was on the Ramban, that when the Ramban says, it's Reglaim the Dover, the Yesh Mefarshim also agree with Reglaim the Dover. So what's the difference? So he says that Reglaim the Dover is a weak raya. So according to the Yesh Mefarshim, it's better than a Reglaim the Dover. It's a strong raya. Right? That's what he says. So that's the difference. So there's a difference between the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ramban. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, it's a real starker raya. Human nature is you would protest because you want to get a raya against the guy. There's a real good, strong motivation why you want to protest. According to the Ramban, it's only a Raglaim Nedaver because it's not such a strong motivation to protest. You're tempered, but you're not gaining anything. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, you gain something by being protest. You're creating a kasha on the guy. You're getting your field back. So there's a very, very strong motivation for you to protest. If you don't protest, it's a vadai. But according to the Yesh Ramban, the only reason why you protest is because you're angry, but you're getting nothing. You don't get anything by being angry. It just lets out your steam, but you're not benefiting.
But the Ramban agrees, though, after 3 years, it's a complete riot.
No, he's not saying that.
No?
No, he didn't say that.
Don't we say after 3 years now? It's
no, not what Rav Elia Baruch is saying. No, Rav Elia Baruch is saying.
Well, I'm saying
that. What?
Well, I'm suggesting that.
No, because Ramban says Reclaim the Dover. He doesn't say that it's
Reclaim the 3 years.
Changes. No, that's very, I'm sorry. Why okay. would he say that for? What does he gain to make two different levels of riot? What for?
I thought he was glad the devil's on the first.
Because 3 years, a person wouldn't be quiet for 3 years, but after 3 years, it becomes 100%.
So just say that. Why say that?
Yeah, that's not the whole thing. You're
making an extra step for no reason. Because
he says in the first year.
Before 3 years is nothing. And just and leave out Reglaim and Dover. Just say after 3 years we have a strong Raya.
Maybe he says Reglaim with Dover at the first year.
Right, I agree.
Not 3 years. First year he says Reglaim.
Yeah, but the Reglaim and Dover that after 1 year remains after 3 years also. Doesn't get any stronger. The same Reglaim and Dover.
So how do you get a transfer of ownership then?
Because Reglaim and Dover makes transfers of ownership. That's clear in the Ramban's Lashon. That's an Ella. Okay. Why do you say Ella? Because without the Ella, given that shows a Reglaim and Dover, you would win with the Reglaim and Dover. He says that Beferish. Time of the Chazaka, and a given that shows a Reglaim and Dover, and you should win. And you should win even right away. Ella. But if not for Achvish Darcha, you would win with Reglaim Adavar.
Right. Reglaim Adavar, just to clarify, Reglaim Adavar we know can't beat a Muxik, right? We can't be Mighty Mammon from a Muxik with Reglaim Adavar.
Over here, since you have, as we said, Parshup Shat in the Ramban is because it's, you're a Marikama, but the other person is the toughest. So there's a fight. So Reglaim Adavar maybe could tilt the scales somehow.
Normally, nobody loses their Marikama.
That's because you're not fighting. You're fighting a nobody. But here, the Marikama is fighting a Toy Face. So they're nick and nick. So even though the Marikama is stronger, Bishop Shan the Ramban is, when you have a Toy Face plus a Reglaim Adavar, it beats the Marikama.
Urim, whatever you want to call it, is that true? Is that
taka? It might be true. The Taras Chaim, which I apologize, I thought we did it, but we didn't do it, says it works as a reyasa. So it's a pegam in your marikama. So then it weakens your marikama, and therefore the muksa can be a win. That's what it seems like.
It's a chiddush in karka? It's a chiddush in karka?
because there's a toughness here. I don't know if it's karka. It could be anywhere where there's a toughest. It could be by Takbuk Kohen be the same thing too. You have a toughest here. I don't know. By karka, you have a marikama versus a toughest. So the marikama is stronger. But the mariglaim endover, somehow or another, tilts the scales. I mean, that's what the Ramban said. So again, let's say over this Ravel Yabara, because we're going off on a tangent. Our kasha was the million-dollar shaila in the lashon of the Ramban. When the Ramban says "ain ani maksik muksik betamze," but rather "ana kiven daishozak raglaim nedaver." So the question was, but the Rav Elia Baruch also—I mean, not Rav Elia Baruch, the Yesh Beforeshim also agree to that. So what's the Ramban saying? Raglaim nedaver. The Yesh Mefarshim also agree. So Efred Rav Elia Baruch, then no, the Yesh Mefarshim don't agree. The Yesh Mefarshim hold that it's much better than a Reglaim Nedaver. Because since, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, the reason why you're protesting is to you mamish benefit from protesting. You win the land. You create a kash on him. Where's your star? So that's a real vadoyas. It's only in the Ramban that you're protesting just to get that off steam, and it's only a Reglaim Adavar. So it's very good, the Lashon of the Ramban, and it gave the high shots of Reglaim Adavar, because only according to him is it a Reglaim Adavar, but according to the Yesh Mefarshim, it's more than a Reglaim Adavar. What do you say about that?
It's still a little bit chaser, because he's not giving us why, you know, he's not telling you the switch. Yeah, to tell you why he's a Reglaim Adavar. We have to figure out, you know, the switch.
Okay, but there's a bigger way. I got a bigger, much bigger problem.
Oh.
I want the elephant in the room. There's a giant elephant in the room. Let's read the full sentence. Pain on the muktzik b'tam zil. The time of the chazaka. La mishum is heard today. Now, I maybe you're saying it's to the shitasi, but the way I read la mishum is heard today b'luchud. B'luchud means that alone. That it's just like it's because without any raya, just the muktzik has an excuse why you lost his star. The Rabbana made a takana to protect the muksik. That's Parshim Shat. You told me Ravelia Park didn't read it that way, but okay, but that's the simple translation. Time of the Chazaka, La Mishum Esuri B'Day B'Nechud. In other words, if you look at the Taras Chaim, he says that also. Other Shem, that it means since the people lose a star after 3 years, and the Rabbana are nervous about the poor muksik. He's going to buy a field, lose his star after 3 years, and then he's in trouble. So they made a din takana because he's a suri to David the Chud, because only because he's losing the star. Says, no, that's not the only reason. Ella, there's another reason. The time of the Chazak, Ella, even the Ishazak, Reglaim, the Dover. There's not just an absence of a path of it. It's not just because we want to protect the muksik, but because we have a raya against the marikama. Right? That's how you read it. So he's saying, don't tell me it's just because we want to protect the muksik, because the poor muksik is going to lose his star. But no, there's a raya against, it's even better than that. There's a raya against the marikama.
That's the opposite of Rav Aryeh Baruch, right?
Yes, and why is it the opposite?
Well, he was saying that they were a stronger raya. Yesh and Farshim were a stronger raya.
Right. In other words, the lashon of the Ramban is he's going up, not down.
Right.
Saying, time of the Chazaka, la mishum asur today to go. Don't think it's just no raya. It's just because we're worried about the poor muksik. No! There's a raya. And according to Rav Aryeh Baruch, he's lowering the raya.
No, I think what he's doing is he's not making it higher or lower. He's making additional. Because Rav Aryeh Baruch, in the piece before that, he's masking that the Ramban holds of both reasons. That he agrees to the Achvishtarcha.
Yeah, but you win with less because he wants to say.
No, he's just saying that all he's trying to say is that there's an additional aspect. It's not always this.
As if time of the Chazaka.
What?
He's saying time of the Chazaka.
No, he says time of the Chazaka. It's not because of this Bilachud. It's not only this reason, because if it would be only this reason, you would be right. Ella, there's an additional reason. He's not, and the additional reason, he's not saying it's a greater reason.
I don't know. It sounds to me that he's saying the Lamishum and Surin today, but Hood, I thought meant because this is a Takana de Rabban, that just because we're worried to protect the poor Muksik, because he's, and a Kiyan, I show the Greg Lime, the Dover. If there's a stronger reason, you don't need the reglaim to dover. So why are you bringing in the reglaim to dover? What are you bringing it in for?
In other words,
let me just finish with Thomas Ebenchurch. In other words, I think that Rav Aryeh Baruch might be onto something, but maybe he would be on. We would say the opposite. What?
The opposite direction.
Right. In other words, that he's saying that there can be different levels of rayas. So maybe shot in the Ramban is that the Yesh Meforshim's raya was a very weak raya. He wouldn't even call it Raglai Medaber. Of course, there's some kind of raya, because without a raya, you can't take it away. In other words, when I would read it, this I think we wanted to read it yesterday a little bit, that what we were trying to say. That the according to the Yesh Meforshim, basically it's Drabanan. Drabanan are worried about the poor muksik. Okay, because they're worried about the poor muksik because it's Suri today. you can't mess up the Marikama. Teretz says it's a shtiko raya against the Marikama too. So it's not so terrible that the Marikama loses. About that's only midrabanan, but it's not like a crazy thing to make the Marikama lose, because there's a shtiko raya against the Marikama. So the rabbanan have the right to grab onto that raya and say the Marikama loses, because there is a little bit of a raya against the Marikama. I wouldn't say it's reglayim the davar, but it's a raya. So we have a basis for the Rabbanan to make a takana that the Marikama loses. Said the Ramban, I disagree with you. Time of the Chazak, I'm just starting with, we didn't say this yesterday, I take it back. Then you're saying it's basically because we're worried about the Marikama, the Muksik. And it's just a weak raya that against the Marikama. And a weak raya is good enough to make the Marikama lose, because it's like the Rabbanan have a motivation. Rabbanan are motivated to protect the Muksik. And therefore they relied on a weak raya. No. Kid I show the Greg Lion another. There's a mamish, a gazunta raya. Right? In other words, I would read it the opposite of Elia Baruch. I think it might read much better.
That would avoid also his question to begin with, the question that he has on Reb Nachum.
That what?
I mean, Reb Nachum's question, the stira.
Right, because that reglaim davar makes like a vaday. It's a yeah. Okay. No, you. Yeah, and I am everyone's speechless.
I just thought it's a little. I thought a little bit from with yesterday. I just thought that the way we had it set up, just contrasting, was that it is a takanas chachamim, but it became in the
yesh mefarshim.
Yeah, but it started out weaker, and it promulgated whatever the word is to higher to the highest level, because what the Rabbanan did, it actually went higher to then the next level. But the Ramban right. coming along saying that it's an in between level, but still in a deraisa level, and okay. deraisa oh, have to okay. with the other side, it becomes reglaim ladavar.
Okay, you're combining two things. We said yesterday that in the Yesh Mefarshim, it starts out a drabana but it becomes a deraisa. That is true. But I don't know if we said that it's whether we thought, at least I think we thought, that now that it ends up deraisa, it's the same level as in the Ramban's Yesh and Ramban. So right, then, then it's shver. So why does the Ramban say that it's right in his own shot? So
right, because he's keeping
Baruch is answering. I understand that in the Yesh Mefarshim, it's a stronger level. Okay, which you can say that in, even no matter how you want to say it. But because I don't think it fits into the lashon.
Rabbanan, that's why it's a mila, that the starting point is not the Rabbanan, it's a mila.
Okay, but the I don't see how it fits into the lashon. Then he says, it's not which is the Rabban, and it's reglaim davar. And the other person holds it's even more than reglaim davar at the end of the day.
Okay, you just say.
And a reglaim davar in the beginning. And
starts the rice in the step.
And a reglaim davar on the first step. Okay, maybe. Maybe you can read it in there a little too, but it's a little. Hosser. Okay, let me think, Shmuel. You're confusing me with what I said yesterday. That's not fair. Yeah, but that's what I think. Let's just say over there, a very nice, beautiful thing here. We're saying,
we're saying it now. Where did the Ramban, was it a legitimate question where the Ramban saw this in the Yesh Mefarshim? Like, we're creating this whole structure to fit into the Ramban's kasha. All the pshat we started with yesterday, is the chayra much more reasonable reading in the Yesh
Mefarshim? Yeah, because the Yesh Mefarshim, he understood the Yesh Mefarshim. That because we ask the question, the age before Hashem, everyone is learning, is that the reason why the Marikama loses is because there's a kash on him. Why didn't you protest? Right, that's clearly in the, now the question is, why is there a motivation on the Marikama to protest? Why can't the Marikama say, I didn't protest because I relied on the Marikama? Deraisa, Marikama wins. I don't have to protest. Why did I protest to create an Achmishtarcha? Because I didn't need the Rai of Achmishtarcha, because I have a Marikama. Right? So there's a tremendous kash on the Yesh Mefarshim. What's the Raya that you, the Marikama should have protested to create an Achmishtarcha? But the Marikama, if the Marikama is a Talmud Chacham, he knows he doesn't need an Achmishtarcha because he wins with his Marikama. So why would he protest? So the way we're saying now is that Ein Achinami is really not a good Raya. It's only a Shracha Raya. It's a Shracha Raya. There's a Shtickle Raya, a Shtickle Dina on the Marikama. But there's not such a good Dina, because to say, why didn't you protest? The Marikama has a very good explanation. I didn't protest because I'm the Marikama. Okay, a little bit of a taina there is, because the Ramban, the age before Hashem say clearly that there is a taina on him. Why didn't you protest to make an Achmishtarcha? So you have to say that that's a weak taina. But when once you come along and you say that the Raya is because of Kveda, that could be a strong Raya, or Raya, because on Daf Chavtes, which he quotes Daf Chavtes, when Rava originally used the Svar of Kepeda, that was on a Deraisa level. That had to be on a Deraisa level, because when the Gemara brought in Rava, the first Rava, they didn't bring in yet this whole problem that people lose Shtaris. So everything has to be Deraisa. There's no motive, there is no reason for a Drabon on Daf Chavtes in the beginning. So they must be working with Deraisa. So the Svara of Kepeda, that could be a real Deraisa Svara. But the Svara that why don't you protest to create an Achmishtarcha, that could be only a Drabanan Svara. Okay. But let me just try and say over again, because for clarity, what we're trying to say. We're trying to figure out the difference between the Ramban and the Yesh Mefarshim, because they're both obviously learning that the Marikama loses because there's a kash on him. Why didn't you protest? Because the Ramban says that clearly. And the Yesh Mefarshim says that clearly, because he says that by a katan, where there's no kash on him, why didn't you protest? Then there's no chazaka, and the Marikama doesn't lose. So both the Ramban and the Yesh Mefarshim both say that the Marikama only loses because there's a kash on him. Why don't you protest? So now they seem to be arguing what motivates the Marikama to protest. The Hebrew version say he's motivated to protest because he wants to create an Achmishtarcha. The Meida by a katan, where there's no point because the katan won't be impressed by the protest, so he doesn't protest. While the Ramban says he protests because he's copying. And therefore he would protest by a katan too. Fine. But the problem we had is that since they're both saying that the reason why he loses is because he didn't protest, so why does the Ramban say, and it even though I show the reglaim nedaver, at that point, that it's a reglaim nedaver, the Yesh Mefarshim agree too. They argue what the reglaim nedaver is, but he doesn't even discuss what the reglaim nedaver is. He just says it's reglaim nedaver. So he's not hitting the nail on the head of the machlokes. Everyone seemingly agrees it's reglaim nedaver. The only question is, what motivates you to protest? So came along Rav Elia Baruch with a very wonderful structure and said that there are more than there could be more than one level of proof. There could be Raglaim Nedaver and a stronger proof. So what the Yesh Mefarshim felt it was a stronger proof. And the Ramban, it's a weaker proof. And that's what he's saying, that don't tell me it's a stronger proof, but it's only a Raglaim Nedaver, a weaker proof. Then, so we're asking, truth is, that's your question, will be there too. Where does he see in the Ramban that it's a stronger proof? In the Yesh Mefarshim, it's a stronger proof. I don't know. But we're asking that the Lashon Ramban, it's mashma that he's saying, is starting with the point is, don't tell me it's no proof, but rather it's Raglaim Nedaver, means that he's going, he's saying up when he says Raglaim Nedaver, not that he's going down. So we said that we want to plagiarize Rav Elia Baruch's answer and just flip it backwards. Instead of saying, he's saying that the Yesh Mefarshim, it's a stronger proof, and the Ramban saying it's only a Raglaim Nedaver, it's a weaker proof. So we would say the opposite. In the Yesh Mefarshim, it's a weaker proof, and he's saying it's a stronger proof. Raglaim Nedaver is a stronger proof. And Shad is like this, in the Yesh Mefarshim, it's basically a din derabanan because we're worried about protecting the poor muksik. Okay, you have to have a proof, because if there's no proof, we're gonna mess up the marikama, and the bezin can't mess up the marikama without a proof. So there's a, as long as you have some weak proof, so the bezin aren't messing up the marikama. Comes along the Ramban and saying, no, it's not a weak proof. It's a real Raglaim Nedaver. So what we did is we took the Rav Elia Baruch structure and we said, Pumfaget. I think I get Hana, right? His hard structure is that not they're not both Raglaim Nedaver. One's weaker and one's stronger. But we just said the opposite direction. Instead of saying that in the Yesh Mefarshim, it's stronger, we're saying in the Yesh Mefarshim, it's weaker.
He had a svara, right? His svara was that people are different. Some people are kavdanim, some people are quiet. So it's only raglayim. But if you have a way to put a proof against your protagonist in court by saying something, that's a raya.
Okay, but I have a svara the other way, that Marikama doesn't feel he has needs to prove because he's Marikama. He relies on Marikama. What does he need a proof? Kapti has nothing to do with a proof. It's because of human nature, of temper. So Kapti is a real Svara. And Amaisa Rava Andaf Chavtas used the Svara of Kapti. We know it's a real Svara. But then I create a proof. Where's your star? Who needs it? I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm a Talmud Chacham. I don't need a proof. Yeah, okay. Which means, as far as our diamond dozen,
he does use Rabbeinu Yonah's lashon. He brings in on the third paragraph that the tilu chachamim that tzarech limchais. I'm saying that's not the mindset. They made a rule. You have to protest, and yeah, it's a riot if you don't. But they lefisha tilu chachamim to do that. That's not some people do, some people don't, right?
No, of course, Rabbana made an obligation. You have to protest. The question is, but if you don't protest, why do you lose? So we're saying because there's a raya against you. So what's the raya? So we're trying to figure out what's there. Even the Yesh Mefarshim, there's only because there's a raya against you. It'll be all right, because he says if I cut in where there's no motivation to protest, then he doesn't lose.
I understand. I'm saying, but it's a right. That's the proof. If he doesn't want to go into the system, right? If he doesn't want to go play along with the system, whatever.
Not true, because according to what they're, I don't think so. Because according to the way you're quoting the Rabbeinu Yonah, then there would be a chazaka even by a katan, because it's a system and you didn't play along with the system. Okay. Anyway, all right, I'm going to stop here. All right, we'll have to check this again. Maybe I want to look up. I want to look up. We'll see. There's a sefer I heard that talks about it. But you're I want to see what he says. Mistama, he says, like we said. Mistama. Okay.
Does Rabbi ever argue? Does Rabbi ever argue with Biyom Gunim?
You should ask, did I ever agree with him? Did aircraft is Wi-Fi English? Much more.